race in Baltimore between current mayor Brandon Scott and former mayor Sheila Dixon. A week ago, Thiru Vengaraji, who has single-handedly proven the viability of public financing in Baltimore, raising over $600,000 in just 12 weeks, more than his two main opponents combined, notwithstanding his invaluable political assets, he stepped aside and endorsed Sheila Dixon. He is clearly a politician right out of centric casting, like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and he's in Washington, D.C. now. He's an immigrant and son of Baltimore City public school teachers from local public schools. He attended Yale University and Harvard Law School. He was elected president of the Harvard Law Review not once, but twice, a position that depends more on merit than by media buys. And he was a law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer on the United States Supreme Court. He was the second president of the review to run for public office, following trailblazer Barack Obama. We welcome you on this Saturday edition of the Armstrong Williams Show, and we welcome you because this is May the 11th. On Tuesday, the election is on May 14th, and you did something phenomenal. You got public financing, and yet you did something very selfish that you rarely see in people who seek public office. You endorsed the former mayor. Why?
Look, I'm not going to pretend it was an easy decision. We were so proud of pioneering public financing for the first time in Baltimore City, raising real resources with just small donations from city residents. But Baltimore's in a crisis. It is on the precipice of becoming the only city in America that is smaller in 2024 than it was in 1924. People are leaving the city in droves. Crime is high, vacant houses are out of control. And I had a choice between allowing things to continue the way they have been under current Mayor Brandon Scott, or supporting a rival, one of my opponents, but an opponent for whom I have a lot of respect, that I've gained admiration each and every time I've encountered her. And the reality is that Sheila Dixon is the leader that Baltimore needs right now. She's an adult. She knows how to build teams. She brings people together from white and black Baltimore to address all of the challenges for all of the city. And crime is out of control. And if there's one thing that Mayor Dixon did well when she was mayor, it was driving down crime. I can't take that away from her. The numbers don't sort of speak for themselves. And when I had conversations with both the current mayor and the former mayor, it became clear that what Baltimore needed was a real leader like Sheila.
You know, some people would say that you were negotiating with both sides. Brandon Scott, the mayor, released a press release saying that you wanted to be police commissioner, and so you went to a higher bidder in Sheila Dixon. What do you say to those confidential conversations that you had with the mayor? And it's not unusual. Yeah. When Hogan was announced, he criticized him. He criticized Ivan Bates when he endorsed. This is what he does. But I do think it's fair to ask, and have you addressed that?
Yeah, look, this is part of politics, is realizing and recognizing that you got to keep lines of communication open. I've been in public service for much of my career, and I don't share conversations that I have in confidence with principals, even if my opponents decide to change those rules. Of course I had conversations with both of my opponents when I was thinking about suspending our campaign. I heard their vision for the city. I shared mine. I made it clear that I wanted to be a voice in Baltimore for years to come, just as I have in the past. And I think the current mayor is kind of revealing why he's been unable to build teams. He picks fights. He antagonizes people. I know he was disappointed that we didn't go with him. But the way of showing that is just to move on with the race, to start, talking about private conversations. I'm not going to do that. But of course, we talked about the future of the city and
their vision. Listen, the one thing that American people understand, you should never underestimate the voters. They understand that even with President Biden, of former President Trump's cabinet, there was an exchange. That support, sometimes you become a cabinet secretary, sometimes you become an ambassador, sometimes you become something else. That's just the way politics work. But you said something that I found to be quite fascinating. Because all of us have been on this this path of redemption, where we made mistakes, we've fallen short, and certainly Mrs. Dixon was ousted from office. But you said her redemption is the reason why she's seeking re-election. Explain that to us.
Look, I've watched Sheila Dixon for years, and she's never given up on Baltimore. She could have retreated. You know, you fall from grace. It's easy to want to retreat. But the fact that she came back, and then she came back again, and she is again on this journey, I do think gaining redemption is a journey. We've all been there. We've all fallen short of our own standards. And earning redemption through public service, that is something I admire. That is something I respect. It's something I understand. And hearing Sheila speak from the heart about why she wanted to regain office, why she wanted to, in this last chapter of her career, right the wrongs that face Baltimore in an effort to show the people of Baltimore who she is and who and what Baltimore can be, I have a profound level of respect for that. And I, in contrast, see in our young mayor a young man who's very ambitious. He wants to, you know, do a lot with his life and with his career, but there's a lot of focus on his own role and his own accomplishments. That's not what leaders do. Leaders bring people together. And maybe when I was in my 30, I was a lot like Brandon Scott, but it is, he's not ready for the role he's in.
Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Yeah. I don't know about the conversation between you and the people that, the mayor and the former mayor, but your parents were former public school teachers. You graduated from Harvard and Yale at the top of your class. Don't you think you have something to offer to the educational crisis in Baltimore?
Look, I think there are so many crises that Baltimore faces, but to pretend that at the root of it, at the heart of it, is not a broken education system is to just pretend Baltimore is doing better than it is. We have high schools with some of the highest chronic truism rates in the country. We have elementary schools where kids can't distinguish between letters of the alphabet, let alone read. It is one of the reasons why we see high crime, why we see low employment numbers, why we see people leaving for the counties, because there's better schools out there. They pay lower taxes, they face less crime, but there are better schools out there. And of course, I care deeply about that subject. It's a subject that has been the story of my life. My mom and dad were not just public school teachers in Baltimore City. They devoted themselves to the importance of education. It was something they reminded me and my sister of every day. She went to Yale College and Yale Law School. She, you know, worked with Michelle Obama in the White House. We opened those doors through education. I have a lot to say about education, in part because so many of the problems that Baltimore face are rooted in them. And if you don't solve the problem of education, it just becomes infinitely harder to address those other challenges.
You know, another fascinating thing, you know, my business partner, we own this Baltimore Sun together, David Smith and I, who you were friends with, but you criticized him harshly in his role in terms of buying the paper. You were one of our harshest critics. But you know what? We respect people who stand on principle. That was a principal position for you. But what is fascinating is that people would like to say that Sheila Dixon is being controlled by David Smith and Sinclair. And one of the things you said to me privately that you respect about Sheila is a boss. She is her own person.
I gotta tell you, Armstrong, you can tell in about 5 minutes the difference between a follower and a leader. You can. And part of it is getting a sense of whether they're saying what they think you wanna hear or they are saying what they genuinely believe. Yes, one of the reasons why I respect my friends is they can understand that I'm gonna disagree with them sometimes. I'm gonna criticize them sometimes, and they're gonna criticize me. They're not gonna like every decision I make, but we agree to disagree because that's what professionals do, that's what adults do. Sheila Dixon has always been her own person. I worry about some of the positions she takes, that's why we disagreed. But that doesn't mean we can't come together. That doesn't mean we can't have a reasonable disagreement of good faith. Sometimes it's first principles. Sometimes we disagree at the facts and the figures. Sometimes we disagree about values. But understanding that disagreement is about having the conversation. And I think too often, frankly, in America right now, we're not willing to have that conversation. Some of my best friends are people with whom I profoundly disagree. I clerked for Justice Breyer. Perhaps my best friend in law school clerked for Justice Scalia. We enjoyed the back and forth. Sometimes I thought I got the better of the argument. I'm sure he thought he got the better of the argument. But the fact that we could have those conversations, that is becoming a diminishingly scarce resource in America. And when I see somebody like Sheila Dixon willing to have a conversation with one of her rivals, willing to build that team of rivals, that concept that, you know, Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama and so many others pride themselves on doing, that's the kind of leadership model I think America needs more of, and certainly Baltimore needs more of.
You know, why can't they simply, in Baltimore, do something about the trash, the potholes? There's such a huge turnover in staffing and positions. You know how important stability is to leadership. Why? The simple things that impact people's lives every day.
Look, again, I'm not trying to be rude, but Baltimore City is a $3.5 billion failing corporation that is in need of a turnaround CEO. I've said this during my campaign. The problem with our current mayor, he hasn't really run anything. He hasn't run a lemonade stand. And so running a big company with a lot of resources and a lot of employees and a lot of goals, you got to be able to walk and chew gum as the mayor of Baltimore. And so while he focuses on this, he doesn't realize the trash is building up, the potholes aren't being filled, the water bills are wrong. These little things that we take for granted in other cities, in other counties, are just fundamentally broken in Baltimore. And when you have a leader who doesn't know how to build a team, to recruit good talent, to have great middle managers. It's not the housing commissioner and the police commissioner that you need to have strong. You need to have strong middle management. And I don't think he's really ever taken the time to appreciate the importance of that. And you've seen in the turnover in City Hall, oh my God, the number of chiefs of staff, communications directors, chief administrative officers, housing directors that he has gone through in 3 years, there is no continuity there, and it's really hard to get the basic things done when you got a different boss every new week.
So it's Tuesday is upon us. It's election day. Why should they go and vote for Sheila Dixon and not the current mayor, Brandon Scott?
Look, the city is in crisis. You need a leader in a crisis. Sheila's been there. She's done it. She cares about the people of all communities. I worry a lot that the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott, cares a lot about the affluent and wealthy neighborhoods, but this disinvested neighborhood, they're not getting his attention. And Sheila has shown over the course of the time she had in office and also the work that she's done since that her heart beats Baltimore every day, every year. And it's not going to get better until we have a leader like that in office.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode.